The middle game of a three-game set where Coach French's Oilers tangle with three top 15 teams in the span of 7 days takes us to Mount Pleasant as the 14-3 Oilers welcome in the 13-5 Heritage Hawks for what could be the deciding factor in the SVL North. The offensive firepower has been there for the Hawks all season long, especially when these two teams met earlier in January. But don't sleep on these sophomore studs for Mount Pleasant as the stats keep piling up for the dangerous trio. It's the Oilers and the Hawks at the top of the hour for a chance at the SVL North. And good evening, everyone. Courtside here in Mount Pleasant. I'm riding solo tonight, Austin Shattuck. Arguably, this is one of the biggest weeks of the season for Mount Pleasant, and they passed the first part with flying colors, beating Midland 48-41 just a couple of days ago on Tuesday night, and they were led by their sophomore trio, like I mentioned just a couple of seconds ago, Lizzie Laney and the Brody Chuck sisters. Now, the written part of the test comes to town in the juggernaut of the Flying Heritage Hawks, and they are dominant in their own ways as well. Starting with the road team, I guess we can do that. 13-5 on the season, led by first-year head coach Taryn Talk, and 12th year as the head coach, just not at Heritage. First year at Heritage, coming over from, I believe it was Freeland. 13-5 on the season, 8-1 in the conference in the SVL, 7-3 on the road. So this is one of those tough road tests for the Heritage Hawks. They've had a gauntlet of a schedule, but so has everybody, especially in Division I, because the Division I level of hoops on the girls' side is top heavy. There's a ton of teams, Rockford, East Lansing, they're always at the top, mixed around with Heritage, Midland, and of course Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant, they've had a couple of statement wins, most recently on Friday night at Dow. Lexi Brodychuk got the game-winning free throw that night to send the Midland Dow Chargers away from their home crowd, and then of course the doubleheader boys swept that action as well. And then for Heritage, they've had a juggernaut of a schedule as well. Just last week they played Bay City Western, or on Tuesday they played Bay City Western, and then Bay City Central last Friday. And then of course Midland, you know, the tough SVL North teams always are challenging for whoever you play, whenever you play them at the season. And then of course the non-conference schedule for both of these teams have been loaded, and it's still not even over for Mount Pleasant yet. Like I mentioned, this is the start of pretty much, well, Tuesday was the start of a 7 day span between the top 20 or 15 teams in Division I, with Midland, which they won 48-41, Heritage tonight, and then DeWitt at DeWitt, a 5:30 tip off next Tuesday to round out the season coming up with districts here in the beginning of March. And it's a crucial matchup because there's not very many teams in the North. It's Midland High, Heritage, Mount Pleasant, Midland Dow, Bay City Western, and Bay City Central. And of course, the two teams that are at the top play each other tonight, with Midland hosting Dow. So the Midland rivalry is on full display, and of course, Mount Pleasant hosting Heritage. So for a chance to win the SVL North, or at least tie the SVL North, the Mount Pleasant Oilers have a chance to do that tonight. And they'll have to have a dominant game from their sophomore trio. Lexi Brodychuk, Morgan Brodychuk, and Lizzie Laney will have to have great games. And then on the other side, the Odies and Brooklyn Isom for the Heritage Hawks. We got about less than 30 seconds to go until we send it to the national anthem. I've kind of peeped the pregame show a little bit. 13-5 versus 14-3, 7-2 versus 8-1 in the conference. And of course, it's senior night here for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. So without further ado, we'll send it to the national anthem right now on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here to start things off for a battle for the SVL North, the Heritage Hawks and Mount Pleasant Oilers. Starters have already been introduced, and Hawks start off with a three. Alicia Odie, the three-point sharpshooter, to get the Hawks on the board early on the road. Let's see what the Oilers can do to match it. 20 seconds in. Morgan bodies her way into the paint against Jayla Lassiter on the right block. Finds her sister in Lexi. On that right side, it's stagnant. Ella Dawson, Kylie Hutchins, Morgan Brodychuk, Audrey Lang, and Lexi Brodychuk, the five for Coach French. Morgan, top of the key, needs some help. Dribble handoff to Ella Dawson, top of the key, the senior. All three seniors have started, and Lexi tees up a three, this time near wing. It doesn't go. Alicia comes down with the board. She outlets it out to Josie, back to Jayla Lassiter. She drives to the make, collapses that defense, finds Regan Hamilton, right corner, another three for the Hawks. 6-0 lead, a minute into this game on senior night for the Hawks. What can the Oilers do? They're led by their sophomores, and Josie Odi takes it away. Number 23 lobs it up to Brooklyn Isom, and she puts it in for two on the right block. And that's a quick timeout by Coach French. Wow. A minute and 15 seconds into this game. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. I'm Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. But man, oh man, you couldn't have predicted a better start for the Heritage Hawks. A three right off the jump from 10 seconds in from Alicia Odie. And then Bregan Hamilton hit a three in the right corner to make it 6-0. And then Brooklyn Isom off the steal from her teammate. I believe that was Josie Odie who came away with the steal, outletted it back out to Brooklyn Isom. And that's where we stand right now. An 8-0 lead for the Hawks on the road, and they are proving that they belong at the top of the SVL North right now, sitting at 8-1. Mount Pleasant, a little slow start as Ella Dawson takes a seat. Coming into the game now is Lucy Keys with the ball, guarded by Isom, needs some help, picks up their dribble, and the Hawks bench is loving it, coming away with the steal. It was Josie Odie and Jayla Lassiter rim running, putting that layup for two, and it's a double-digit lead a minute and a half into this game for the Hawks. 10-0 is the score. Morgan, right wing. She inserts it into Liz Laney, and that's how the Oilers get started. The sophomore, Liz Laney, putting it in for two on the right block. 2-10 deficit for the Oilers. Josie Odie dribbling from left to right. Finds Alicia, top of the key, guarded by Liz Laney. She sags off just a bit. Brooklyn Isom, a clear out on that right side. Banana cut, taken away by Morgan Brodychuk. Dribbles through a couple of defenders, finds Lexi in the left wing. Guarded by Brigham Hamilton, she drives to the middle of the paint, has Morgan wide open instead, takes up a lay and misses. Liz Laney comes away with the board, and it's a 4-0 run for Liz Laney and the Oilers. 4 points now for Laney, and she's, like I said, going to have a big game if the Oilers want to come away with the win. Regan Hamilton back to Lassiter, back to Hamilton, right wing. Nobody got on Lassiter, and she put in an easy deuce on the right block, right under the cup for two. She's up to four. Back here on the side for the Oilers, Lucy Keys, right wing, calls out for a clear out and passes right off the chest of Morgan Brodychuk. She calls out a clear out. 5:06 to go in the first. Drives to the right side on Alicia Odie. Throws it wildly off the backboard. Lassiter comes away with the board. Odie back up to Isom, tipped. Lucy Keys trying to come away with the ball. Instead, Isom does. And finds Alicia. No look pass. Finds Lassiter. Left wing for three. Left that one too short. Josie comes away with the board. Puts it in for two. And now it's a 14-4, 10-point lead for the Hawks. Josie Odie with their first 2 points of the night. Lucy Keys, top of the key, 4:36 to go. Gets a screen on the right side and drives all the way to the right side. Swatted away by the weak side help. Josie Odie coming away to swat that one. Defense and offense has worked all game long. Granted, it's only three and a half minutes into this game for the Hawks. Morgan slaps the ball, side under. Lucy Keys cuts to the right corner, looking to get some help. Lobs it up. And coming away with it was Lexi. She gets her man on the left side, spins to the right side, throws up a wild shot and gets it to go. Lexi's first 2 points of the night. Come here 4 minutes into the game. Brooklyn Isom tries to match it on the left block. She leaves it short. Lexi comes away with the board. It's Morgan versus Hamilton on that right side. Needs some help. Lobbing it up to Hutchins, and that ball goes out of bounds. Trying to save it was Hutchins. And it'll go back to Mount Pleasant, much to the dismay of Coach Krosnick. Morgan, side under once again. A couple of Oilers come off of screens, and they give it into Lucy Keys. Needs some help with it. It's Josie Odie and Alicia Odie right there in her grill. Lucy Keys needs some help, and Brooklyn Isom comes away with the steal. Trapped in that right side, finds Alicia, top of the key. 8-point lead, and she throws it out of bounds. The nearest target was Josie Odie, and Josie says to her sister, "Yeah, that's my bad. Should have kept running to the outer three-point line in the left corner." But she slowed down, stopped her momentum, and the ball went out of bounds. Oilers ball down by 8. Morgan just passed the timeline on the right side. Garden all the way. Jayla Lassiter, and she picks up the little hand check foul. And Mount Pleasant has slowly clawed their way back into this game, getting out to a 10-0 deficit. Came back to 10-4. Now it's 14-6 with Morgan Brodychuk going to the line for a pair. She'll take a couple dribbles, put up the shot, and go one for one so far at the line. Her first point of the night, so all three sophomores have scored for the Oilers so far. She'll get one more at the stripe. Bends the knees, puts up the free throw, and leaves it right on the right side. Defensive rebound goes to Josie Odie. 7-point lead for the Hawks. Josie Euro steps her way to the cup. Easy work for Josie Odie. She's up to 4, matching Jayla Lassiter. Quickly down the court, the Oilers go. Kylie Hutchins back to Lexi. Right corner, top of the key. It's Audrey Lang. The senior, recognized on senior night, gives in to Lizzie Laney. High in the paint, high post touch. It goes to Kylie Hutchins, but stripped away. It's Breegan Hamilton. Rim running is Brooklyn Isom. Nobody gets back, and Isom, easy pickings for 2. And now she's up to 4. You talk about sophomores on this Mount Pleasant team. Well, you got to talk about sophomores on the Heritage team as well. Full of them in this class of 2018. Lexi, the sophomore, tries a 3 of her own, and she bangs it right in the face of Breegan Hamilton. A 3 ball for Lexi Brodychuk, her 5th point of the night. Josie Odie calls out a horn set. Alicia and Brooklyn Isom. She goes on Alicia's way on the left side, gives back to Alicia. She tries a 3 right in the face of Lexi. Left that one short. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll roll to the peanut gallery over here at the Mount Pleasant students, or I guess fan section. So it'll be Oilers ball down by 8. 2:33 to go in the first quarter. Lexi with the ball, just past the timeline, trying to get this win for their seniors. Wanted right, but Hutchins wasn't looking. So they gave to Lang on the left side. Laney around the perimeter, right wing. Morgan and Lexi both come off screens on the left side. Lexi tees up a 3, left that one short on the right side. Airballed it, and that's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to Heritage with an 8-point lead. Couple housekeeping things here. 4 points apiece for Brooklyn Isom, Jayla Lassiter, and Josie Odie, Alicia Odie, and Breegan Hamilton with 3. So all 5 starters have scored for the Hawks. And not a very deep bench at all for Coach Krosnick. Brooklyn Isom drives right side, goes over the head of Liz Laney and misses off the right backboard. She gets her own miss, outlets it back to Hamilton, top of the key, goes to work on Lang, dribbles her way to the cup, puts up a shot, but no shot will be called. It's going to be a defensive foul. I believe that's going to go on Kylie Hutchins, her first. They're going to talk it over and convene with the officials right now. But the board says Kylie Hutchins up here. Maybe they haven't fixed it yet, but the closest Oiler was Kylie Hutchins, and it's going to be a side under for the Hawks either way. With Breegan Hamilton, Jayla Laster, Alicia Odie, Brooklyn Isom, and Josie Odie, the 5 for Coach Krosnick right now. And now they're going to switch the foul from Kylie Hutchins to Audrey Lang. So Audrey Lang's first foul of the evening, and the first team foul as well. Side under goes to Brooklyn Isom. No look pass to Jayla Lassiter, guarded by Liz Laney. Lassiter certainly has the speed to get to the cup against Liz Laney. Josie Odie back to Breegan Hamilton, the lacrosse star, tees up a 3 right wing, no good. Offensive rebound, mean offensive rebound from Alicia. Gives to Lassiter, back to the left block and the left wing. Alicia tries a 2 from just inside the 3-point line, rims in and out. Rebound goes to Liz Laney. A double-double machine for Coach French. Laney, that is. Morgan picks up her dribble, needs some help. 1:20 to go. Dribble handoff to Liz Laney and then back to Lexi. She calls out a play. Verbally commits. They sag off of her, the Hawks do, and then they switch to the top of the key. Lexi over to Morgan, her sister, guarded by Lassiter, right wing. 68 ticks to go in the first quarter. Audrey Lang spins right, moves Lassiter for a second, back to Hutchins. It's stagnant around the perimeter right now. Hutchins looking for some help. Krosnick calling out a defensive play and loving the environment here in Mount Pleasant. They finally enter it in to Laney. She's got the size advantage and the height advantage against Alicia Odie, and that's saying something because they're both tall. Back out to Lexi, gives it back to Laney on the right block, the deepest they've been in the cup, and she doesn't get the roll, and that ball will go out of bounds. It'll go to Heritage as Morgan went over Jayla Lassiter. It tipped out of bounds. It'll be Heritage ball with an 8-point lead. 34 ticks to go in the first quarter. Not very much stoppages and a lot of offense so far. Josie back to Alicia, left corner, guarded by Laney. Long wingspan of Laney in the face of Alicia. Alicia moves to the right side. They give it to Josie. Back over to Lassiter, left wing, guarded by Hutchins. Off the screen, the down screen it goes. 10 ticks to go in the first quarter. 8-point lead. Bregan Hamilton with the ball back to Isom. 5 seconds to go. Hamilton's got to put a shot up. It finds Lassiter, steps back from the right wing, and airballs it. That's how the first 8 minutes of this game come to a close. 10-18 deficit for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. They'll have a lot of work to do in the remaining three quarters. We'll be back for the second quarter next. I'm Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second quarter. Oilers down by 8, and they'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Lexi Brodychuk with 5, Morgan with 1, and Liz Laney with 4. Lucy Keys, Kylie Hutchins, Morgan, Liz Laney, and Lexi are the 5 in right now for the Oilers. The only sub out has been Ella Dawson. Keys finds Laney, left corner. Couple dribbles and wanted Lucy Keys on the interior cut. Good entry feed into Morgan Brodychuk, who puts it in for 2. She's up to 3 on the night, and a beautiful give and go from Laney to Brodychuk. Lassiter trying to match that with some interior help. She looks the interior way, gives to Hamilton. Clear out on that right side. Coming off that banana cut, curling to the cup, it's Josie Odie, no good. Rebound goes to Kylie Hutchins. 6-point lead for the Hawks. Oilers with the ball. Hutchins all the way to the cup on the right side. Untouched, puts up a floater and gets it to go. Only a 4-point deficit. Whistles will be called, and that's going to be a timeout off of the Kylie Hutchins 2. So her first 2 points of the night, the senior gets on the board, and that's a timeout issued by Coach Krosnick. We'll keep it here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com because we were just literally in the quarter break with a minute gone in this second quarter. And it's been a quick 4-0 run to start this second quarter, highlighted by, 4-0 run. A deuce by Morgan Brodychuk and a deuce by Kylie Hutchins. And they're clawing their way back in slowly but surely. And this talented offense for Heritage has had some problems in this, you know, later half of the first quarter, early second quarter. The height difference of the Liz Laney in the paint has been working to a T, and they've been able to force unwilling shots that Heritage doesn't really want to take. What can they do on this side? The same set. Bregan Hamilton, another curled screen to Josie Odie. She absorbs the contact on Hutchins, but leaves the runner too long. Rebound goes to Morgan. Picking her up at the full half-court timeline, setting up that half-court offense, it's Morgan. She cuts to the middle, needs some help. Finds Lucy Keys, nearly loses that ball, top of the key. Stutter stepping her way to the top of the key. Lexi thought about the 3. Instead, she takes it to the top of the key and airballs it on the right side. Her second deep 3 of the game. She's 1-for-3 from behind the line, and she's airballed the 2 misses. Lexi still with 5 points, trying to get on the board here and claw their way back into this game. They've done a good job so far, only down by 4. Student section kind of non-existent here in Mount Pleasant, trying to get back into this and help be that 6th man on the court. As a foul was called, whistles were blown. It's going to go on Lucy Keys, her first of the game, and we haven't seen very many fouls yet. I exclaim yet because, you know, we got 3 officials here, and they're here to do a job, too. Sometimes they get a little whistle-happy. Alicia Odie, right corner. Josie Odie, top of the key. All 5 Hawks around the perimeter. Instead, now Josie Odie cuts middle, bouncing it to the left corner. They swing it to the top of the key. Hamilton goes back to the right side, back over to Odie. Josie, that is. And misses Alicia Odie. Bodies go on the floor. And Hutchins picks it up. Needs some help. Double team comes. Throws over the head of Lucy Keys. Liz Laney picks it up. And the 8-second timer is in the middle of it. Lucy Keys still needs some help. And that's going to be an 8-second violation. The Hawks had the Oilers all kinds of knotted up there on that defensive possession. Laney brought it in for a minute, but then they couldn't get it past the timeline. 8 seconds later. Heritage with the ball. 5:49 to go. Road team with a 4-point lead. Started with a 10-0 lead. Josie back to Brooklyn Isom. She put it in for two on the right block, extending that lead to 6, and Brooklyn Isom's now up to 6 points on the night, the leading scorer for either team. Laney loses the ball on the right block. Heritage picks it up. It's Lassiter, Brigham Hamilton. Picking her up is Lucy Keys. Eyes right in the face of Brigham Hamilton. Brooklyn Isom drives right, gives to Alicia. Pump fake in the paint. Josie Odie tees up a 3, and it rattles in and out. Laney picks it up. Lucy Keys has numbers if she wants, but Brigham Hamilton, good half-court defense to pop that one away. Lassiter finds Brooklyn Isom. Back over to Hamilton. The sharpshooting 3 has all kinds of time. Splashes it home. Brigham Hamilton, 2 threes on the night. 6 points for the Hawks. 9-point deficit for the Oilers. Lead starting to dwindle higher and higher for the Hawks here in the second quarter. 4:43 to go in the second. Lexi puts up a shot, and that's going to be a foul on Brigham Hamilton, a push in the back. Brigham Hamilton's first and the team first, so it'll be a side under for the Oilers. No shooting foul for Lexi Brodychuk. Audrey Lang will come in for Lucy Keys, and Zariah McCrary will come in for Alicia Odie. Not a deep bench for either team. Well, the Oilers have a deep bench, but Coach French likes to keep his 5 starters in until this game gets kind of out of hand. Lang, top of the key, entering it in to Morgan. Has to go up and over Josie just to get that ball. Back over to Hutchins. On the right side, that's where the ball has been stayed so far. Hutchins gives in to Lang. Beautiful cut on Brooklyn Isom, and Audrey Lang, the senior, puts it in for 2. Lang's first 2 points of the night come here in the second quarter. 7-point deficit. Hawks with the ball. They have the lead. Brigham Hamilton, right corner. Now right wing in the middle of the paint. Josie, beautiful pass to McCrary, and she got lost in the sauce. That was Laney who got lost in the sauce. Putting that one in for 2. McCrary off the bench, providing a spark for 2. Morgan all the way coast to coast, left the lay short. Laney come away with the board, off the backboard for 2. Laney's now up to 6 points on the night, her first bucket here in the second quarter. Back and forth we go, but the Oilers' offense is not gonna have to play some defense here to stop the Hawks' offense. Brooklyn Isom left that one short on the right block. Offensive rebound, no. Josie Odie cleaning up the mess and kind of saying, hey, you know, keep put up some ugly shots. I'll get the board and put it in for 2. She's up to 6. Lexi gets a screen at the logo from Morgan. Moves to the top, guarded by Laster. Hand right in the face. Back over to Audrey Lang. Nearly wasn't really expecting that pass. Down by 9. Lang back over to Laney. Near swipe by Brooklyn Isom. It goes to Lang. They clearing it up. 2:57 to go in the second quarter. Hutchins guarded by Odie. Looking for some help. They got the mismatch in the paint. Lexi nearly steps on it and twists the ankle. It's going to go out of bounds off the foot of Lexi. Back to the Hawks. Alternating possession. If you're just tuning in, it was an 18-10 first quarter lead for the Hawks. And now it's 27-18. Only 8 points so far in this second quarter. McCrary, top of the key, using her height. Finds Lassiter. She tees up a 3. Left wing. Butter from the left wing for Jayla Lassiter. Extends the lead out to 12. Jayla Lassiter up to 7, and now 5 different Hawks have scored here in the second quarter. Lang, top of the key, giving in to Morgan, and she overthrew her. Little miscommunication from Lang to Morgan. And that's going to be a timeout. I believe it's going to be a full timeout for the Oilers. So we'll take the 60-second break with them. And we'll be back for the remainder of the second quarter next on Buck 92.3 and buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the remaining 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the second quarter. Update on Beale City over Lake City right now. They're just heading into halftime, 32-15 lead. We got 2:10 to go until we reach halftime here. Hawks with the 12-point lead. McCrary gives to Lassiter, left corner, and they enter it into Josie Odie. She puts up a wild shot, looking for the foul. The Oilers look to push. They have numbers if they want. Brody Chuck, Lexi, back over to her sister, but she traveled, and she was a little too quick. Lexi didn't come back with that pivot foot step, and Coach French didn't like that at all. But it's going to be Hawks ball, and they're still going to have to climb their way back in. Alicia on the bench. Just such a deep team for Coach Krosnick and the Hawks. Josie gives back to Jayla Laster. Left wing, they get a screen. Top of the key, McCrary. Beautiful point center move back to Bregan Hamilton. Over to McCrary, enters it into Odie. Off the fingertips of Morgan Borodichuk. And it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to remain with the Hawks. Lucy Keys will come in for Lexi. And she'll take a seat on that bench. Josie will inbound it in and get it handed right back to her. Morgan having to play catch up, coming behind off that screen. She misses the runner from 6 feet away. Laney comes away with the board. Lucy Keys down the court in a heap. A minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Going to work on Hamilton. Good wall-to-wall defense by the Hawks so far. Gives to Hutchins. Back to the top of the key. It's Lucy Keys. Started by Isom. Right wing. Audrey Lang, she's had a couple of points so far. The senior tosses that away. Bregan Hamilton on the floor, and it's going to be jump ball going back to the Hawks. Beautiful half-court defense so far by these Hawks, just taking the air right out of the gym so far. You know, turning the Oilers faithful into kind of the Hawks' nest. Hawks travel, I guess you could say, down 120 or M20 to get here to Mount Pleasant. McCrary, good catch on the feed, but bad throw over to Bregan Hamilton. She has to go get it as it goes through her legs. It's back to Brooklyn Isom, left corner. She drives on that left baseline, puts up a shot off the underneath of the backboard. Josie Odie in right place, right time, putting that one back in for two. Josie Odie's up to 8. She's the leading scorer so far. Lucy Keys needs some help. Trapped in that right corner, finds Liz Laney. Needs some help, it's out of bounds again, right in front of the Hawks bench with 26 ticks to go in this first half. Morgan will inbound. It's kind of been a disastrous end to this second quarter. They need to get some sort of offensive production here to end this second quarter. Liz Laney, a turnaround jumper on the right elbow. No good, went out of bounds off of Jayla Lassiter. It'll be Oilers ball still. Brody Chuck holds up 2 fingers, one on each side. And that's a play that I assume the Oilers know. Inbounding it to Kylie Hutchins, but it's off the foot of Josie Odie, and somebody will have to track down that basketball. Morgan will track it down on the right side. Like I said earlier, the SVL North kind of up for grabs here right now, especially with Midland High playing Midland Dow. And at the top, league being so top-heavy, Morgan tries to insert it into Kylie Hutchins. Jayla Lassiter, weak side help, intercepts that ball. Hawks run on the Hawks fly, I should say, as Josie Odie gets fouled, driving to the cup. And I believe that foul is going to go on 21, Kylie Hutchins, her first of the foul, team second. But it's a shooting foul, so Josie Odie will go to the line for a pair. She'll get the ball to her. Couple deep breaths, 3 dribbles on the line, puts up it. The shot, good form, but left it too strong. She's the leading scorer right now with 8, a talented sophomore that has a lot of potential for Coach Krosnick. One more at the line, 32-18 lead for the Hawks. And she goes 0 for 2 from the stripe, 8 seconds to go. Laney comes away with the board, they outlet it to Morgan Brodychuk. Right corner, needs some help. It's tipped back off of Coach Krosnick, and it's gonna go to Heritage, they say, with 2.3 seconds to go. Off the chest of an Oiler, Josie Odie gets it inbounded, puts up a half-court heave, and she gets it to go from the half-court line. The whole team comes out and gives her a break. 35-18 lead for the Heritage Hawks, and a buzzer beater for Josie Odie. 11 points now as we enter halftime. Wow, the Oilers are completely starstruck here on their home floor. And they're 8-0 on their home floor. So this is kind of a new testament for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. We'll be back after this quick break to recap the first half and preview the second half. Next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Halftime show it is here in Mount Pleasant. And not a very happy one for the Mount Pleasant Oilers faithful. 10-18 at the end of the first quarter. Well, now as we head into the break, 35-18 in favor of the 8th-ranked Heritage Hawks in Division I women's basketball. It was 17-8 in that second quarter, basically. The Mount Pleasant Oilers only scored 8 points in the second. Well, the Heritage Hawks scored 17, and they were highlighted by their sophomore girl, Josie Odie. Alicia Odie did only 3 points to commit to Ferris State, and I believe there's got to be that sister bond where they kind of like to show off and one-up each other. Well, Josie Odie has definitely one-upped Alicia in tonight's contest so far through 16 minutes. 11 points from Josie Odie, 3 points from Alicia. And that three-point bomb to send us to halftime from Josie Odie was right at the half-court line. She had 2 seconds to toss up a shot. She did so, and she did it with a lot of confidence. And, of course, she did. The whole bench came off and was so excited for Josie to nail that half-court heave, and she got it in, and that's what prompted a 35-18 lead as we head into the break. On the other side for Mount Pleasant, 5 points for Lexi Brodychuk. She got all of them in the first quarter. 6 points for Liz Laney, 2 points for Kylie Hutchins, 2 for Lang, and 3 for Morgan. You're going to need a little bit of help from the sophomore trio, because when the trio's not stepping up, the other team, the team around her won't step up either. So you need kind of Liz Laney to keep that production going. 3 for 3 from the field from Liz Laney, 6 points. And then Brodychuk, Lexi, that is, she's tossed up 4 threes, and she's only made 1, 2 of which have been air balls. So, you know, she's got to find that shooting stroke as we head back in to the second half coming up here in about 6 minutes or so. That'll pretty much wrap up the halftime show here, with the Hawks having a 35-18 lead. Like I said, Beale City boys trying to get back on track at home against Lake City tonight. It's a perfect opportunity to do so, with Lake City being 2-15 on the season, and they have the lead as well. So with 5 and a half minutes to go in the halftime show, it's perfect time to send it to This Week in MHSAA Sports. Next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second half. Mount Pleasant will start with the ball down by 17. It's Morgan Brodychuk will inbound it right in front of our table here, and she'll give it in to Lucy Keys. Looks for some help on the left side, instead goes to Lexi on the right side. It's the same starting five for Coach French, and an immediate turnover by the Oilers. The Hawks pick it away. Alicia Odie using her height advantage to take that one away from Liz Laney. Sets a mean screen. Josie, a mean pass into Jayla Lassiter, but she left it too long. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll remain with the road team in the Hawks. Going to have some second half adjustments for these Oilers if they want to come away with a win tonight. Down by 17 in this game. Alicia Odie with the ball. Gets a screen from Josie on the right side. Gives back to Brinkett Hamilton. Top of the key, beautiful backdoor feed from Josie Odie, and she didn't get it to go. Tried to tip it back out. It went to Lexi Brodychuk. She'll slow things down, guarded by Josie Odie. Top of the key. Coming off the screen was Morgan. They give it to her on the right side, looking to enter it into Liz Laney. Goes to work. Beautiful give and go to Kylie Hutchins, the senior. Gets her first two buckets, one in the second and one in the third. Only 15 points now, as the Oilers have a lot of work to do, a big hill to climb. They got to make some productive stops on the defensive side, and they'll have to slow down Josie Odie. And that didn't go down on the right block from Josie. Morgan picks it up. Rim running is Lexi. She gets a free lane to the cup and puts it in for two. And Coach Krosnick wants a timeout, screaming and clapping down. She gets a timeout, and Coach French loves it, as the Oilers come out of the halftime break with a 4-0 run, highlighted by the Brodychuk sisters. Morgan's up to, or Lexi's up to 7, and Kylie Hutchins is up to 4. So we'll keep it here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. And like I said, 35-22 lead for the Heritage Hawks, a little mini 4-0 run. As the buzzer sounds, both teams kind of get their first buzzer. They need one more to get fully out there on the court. And for Coach French's Oilers, they have been pretty good to start this minute and a half, I would say, in the second quarter. Housekeeping things, Kylie Hutchins, Morgan Brodychuk, Lexi Brodychuk, Lucy Keys, and Liz Laney, the 5 right now for Coach French. And for Coach Krosnick, it's Josie, Alicia Odie, Jayla Lassiter, Regan Hamilton, and Brooklyn Isom. Like I said, McCrary is the only really one on the bench that comes in for the Hawks. Alicia, top of the key. They pass it out to Brooklyn Isom. Nearly loses that ball and does. It goes out of bounds off of Brooklyn Isom. It'll go to back to Mount Pleasant with a chance to, if they get a 3, trim it down to 10. A 2 would trim it down to 11. Lucy Keys, the head of the snake, giving Lexi the ball, and she's been working good off the ball here in the second half. Lexi loses the ball. It's going to remain here with Mount Pleasant as it's hit out of her hands by Brooklyn Isom. 7 points for Lexi, 4 for Kylie Hutchins. Had that lay just a couple of seconds ago, and Kylie Hutchins overthrows Morgan. Josie Odie picks it off and gets a bucket on the other side, turning a turnover into a touchdown. 2 points for Josie Odie. She's now up to 13, her first 2 points here in the third. Lucy, cross court, skip pass over to Hutchins. Lexi enters it into Morgan. Left block, giving to Laney. Easy work for Liz Laney with Lassiter right on her bumper. And Laney puts it in for 2. She's up to 8, the leading scorer for the Oilers. Ball for the Hawks on this side. Josie, top of the key. Wanted Alicia on the screen. Instead, they give to Brecon Hamilton. She loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. She wanted a foul. And it's going to go with to Mount Pleasant. 13 lead. I'm sorry, it's going to stay here with Heritage. 13-point lead for the Hawks. As Brooklyn Isom takes a seat, McCrary comes into the game. They enter it into McCrary, coming off the screen. The one who threw it in, Brecon Hamilton, gets the ball. Deep in the right block. Blocking it was Liz Laney on that right block. It goes out of bounds. And the Oilers' defense and offense has really caught a surge coming out of that locker room. Only down by 13. They were down by 17 to come out of the break. So not much, but saying what, you know, the gym, the momentum was on the side of the Hawks. And for the Oilers, they've kind of flipped that just momentarily. Right corner, Lexi Brodychuk, a 3, too strong. Offensive rebound for a second Hutchins, and it's off of McCrary's hand. It'll go out of bounds as Brooklyn Isom comes back into the game for McCrary. And a much-deserved bench moment for McCrary. It'll go to the Oilers. Lucy Keys, left wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key right in front of us. Coming off the screen was Lexi. She gets the ball. Hamilton with that left hand right in her face. Enters it into Liz Laney. Goes to work on the right side. Likes to use that right hand. And Brecon Hamilton, a clean swipe. They have numbers. 3-on-2. Oilers get back. Instead, they give to Isom. Back to Hamilton. She tried a 3. Isom for 3 in the right wing. Got it! Brooklyn Isom for 3. And now she's up to 9 on the night. The second leading scorer for the Hawks. It's been the Josie Odie Brooklyn Isom show, and Lucy Keys trying to insert that back into Lizzie Laney, but that went off the foot of Brooklyn Isom. It'll be a side under for the Oilers. Morgan will do the inbounding again, trying to make a conservative effort to get that into Laney. They do on the right block. She needs some help. Spins out of it. Coming in with a screen was Lexi Brodychuk. It's out of bounds off of Josie Odie. It's going to remain here with the Oilers once again. 16-point lead for the Hawks. Running around, Morgan throws into Lexi. She tries a 3, right wing. Doesn't get it to go. Man, that would have been big if it did. Laney comes away with the board. Blocked by Alicia. Laster comes away with the rebound. Rim running was Brooklyn Isom. Needs some help. Finds Hamilton, right corner. Stolen away by Lucy Keys. She doesn't have numbers, but she has Laney right on her bumper. Lucy Keys absorbs Alicia Odie. Odie swats it away, And now it, the point center dribbling up the court. Lassiter gets Hutchins in the air, tries for the Euro, and puts it in on the left block for two. 18-point lead now for the Hawks. Lassiter is up to nine, and this offense just keeps coming and coming. The depth is there, and the starting five is phenomenal as Morgan puts it in on the right block for two. Her second bucket of the night, scoring in each quarter so far. 42-26 lead for the Hawks with the ball. It's the left corner. Bregan back to the top of the key. SVL North up for grabs, and Mount Pleasant's undefeated streak at home is on the line as Lassiter chucked up a three. No good. Alicia tried to save it. She gave it into Liz Laney. Lucy Keys throwing that off, and Lexi Brodychuk comes away with it. Deep in the right block, puts it up with some English. Lexi Brodychuk up to nine in her second point, second bucket in this third quarter. Josie Odie right in front of us, top of the key. Morgan tries to swipe that one away, and the official comes away with the whistle. That foul's going to go on Morgan Brodychuk, her first. Hawks will inbound it. Brigham Hamilton will do the inbounding with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. And before we get that inbound, we got a full timeout called by Coach Krosnick. We'll keep it here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. 42-28 lead for the Hawks, and they've clawed their way to an early lead. It all started with that 10-0 lead in the first quarter, and then they never lost it. Mount Pleasant has never had a really chance to come back in this game. They've been getting it close to down to 10-12, but then Heritage has put a stop to that right away on the other side. 13 for Josie Odie, 9 for Jayla Laster, 2 for Zariah McCrary right now, 6 for Bregan Hamilton, and 9 for Brooklyn Isom. The 5 for the Heritage Hawks. Every single player for the Hawks have scored that has played, including Alicia Odie, who also has 3. Didn't mention her. And then for the Oilers, 9 points for Lexi Brodychuk, 8 for Liz Laney, 4 for Kylie Hutchins, 2 for Audrey Lang, and then 5 for Morgan Brodychuk. So the offense has been there. It's just for both teams, it's just that the Hawks have a bigger high-powered offense with a couple of commits. Ferris being the one from Alicia. Back from the timeout, 42-28 lead, 2:47 to go. Hamilton will give it into Josie right in front of us. Guarded by Morgan, gets the screen from Alicia, they go right. A double screen comes, Brooklyn Isom back to her on the right wing. She drives middle and puts up a shot off the backboard. A nice kiss off the backboard for Brooklyn Isom, and she's up to 11 now on the night. Lucy Keys, top of the key. Back over to Morgan, left corner. Or left wing, I should say. Dribbles her way to the cup, puts up a shot, and puts in another deuce on the right block. Morgan's starting to heat up with 2 buckets here in the third. Josie shakes left, now goes right, cuts into the middle, puts up a shot. She'll go to the line for a pair after the shot did not fall. I believe that foul went on Lexi. That'll be her first, team second. But it doesn't matter yet, as Josie will go back to the line, up by 14 with 13 points on the night. She'll spin the ball a couple of times. 2 dribbles, neon green shoes, and now is 1-for-3 from the line. 14 points here in the third quarter. She had a bucket earlier on in this third quarter to start it, and now has a free throw. We'll have one more. Leaves that one long, so goes 1-for-4 from the line so far in this game. Oilers come away with the defensive rebound. It's Lexi, or Kylie Hutchins back over to Lexi. They swing it to Lizzie. Left corner, hands off to Lexi. She thought about a three. She took it, left wing, and the three's not falling for Lexi right now. When the threes aren't falling for Lexi and Morgan, the team, they are suffering. Jayla Lassiter deep in the post on the left block. Coming off the screen was Alicia. She gets the screen from Lassiter. Alicia back to Jayla. Ball held high above her head. Gets the screen from Josie, top of the key. Pick and pop. Brooklyn Isom, right corner. She hit a three from that spot earlier. It's a minute 33 to go in this third. Alicia guarded by Lizzie. Regan Hamilton needs some help. Back over to Alicia. She took a three, top of the key. Splash down for Alicia. 2 threes on the night. Now 6 points for the senior leader for the Hawks. Lucy Keys, top of the key, nearly gets it swiped from Brooklyn Isom. She's had to do a lot of the quarterbacking of the offense so far, but she's capable of that. Kylie Hutchins, back to Morgan, free throw line jumper, no good. Lizzie tried to go around Alicia. She didn't get the board. Alicia came away with it, and she takes Lizzie to the cup. Hands off to Brigham Hamilton. Lucy Keys right in the face of her. 50 ticks to go in the third. Josie comes off the banana cut screen, back to Brooklyn. Sits down, collapses that D, finds Bregan right corner, throws up an air ball, and she didn't like the form there. Laney comes away with the board, back over to Morgan. Lucy Keys with 33 ticks to go in the third. Morgan right on her bumper. Finds Morgan, right corner, she tees up a three. Boom! Morgan Barodichuk! She finally hits a three, and she's got 8 points here in the third. 16 ticks to go in the third, and Josie Odi is fine with holding this one out. She gets the screen from big sis Alicia. She drives to the right block, puts up a shot, and that's going to be a foul on Liz Laney with 5.9 to go in the third. Josie's going back to the line for a pair after that foul went on Liz Laney. Morgan now with 10, Lexi with 9, and Liz Laney with 8. 14 points with Josie Odi. She puts up the first free throw and left that one long. She'll get one more at the line. She'll take a look at the timer and tuck that shirt back in, up by 15. Every time the Oilers have tried to claw the way back into this game, the Hawks have put a stop into it. She goes 1-for-2 from the line, and she's with 15 on the night. Lucy Keys, 4 seconds to go, throws up a shot. It's tipped by Josie Odi back to Lexi, and she didn't have a chance to throw that one up. And that's how 16 minutes go into this game. We got 8 more minutes to decide who comes away with it. 49-33 win lead for the Heritage Hawks. We'll be back for the fourth quarter next on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. One more quarter to decide this game and potentially who comes away with the SVL North crown. 8-1 are the Hawks, 7-2 are the Oilers, and it'll be Hawks ball inbounding it up by 16. The two Barodichuk sisters, Liz Laney, Audrey Lang, and Kylie Hutchins, the 5 for the Oilers right now. Hawks with the ball up by 16. 8 minutes to decide who wins. Josie gets a screen on the right side from Alicia. Jayla Lassiter, Alicia Odi, Josie Odi, Brooklyn Isom, and Brigham Hamilton, the 5 for Coach Krosnick. The Ferris State commit, Alicia, gives over to Bregan. Jayla Lassiter drives middle, at the free throw line, needs some help. Back off to the cutting, Josie Odi. Over to the top of the key, Bregan Hamilton, trying to post up with Josie Odi. And Heritage has already taken 30 seconds off the clock here in the fourth quarter with not very much defensive pressure from the Oilers. Backdoor cut, Jayla Lassiter, she dribbles the ball on the out-of-bounds line, we thought, as Bregan Hamilton faked out Morgan Barodichuk. She ends up on her behind in the middle of the paint, and a foul is called. That's going to go on Lexi Barodichuk, her second. So it'll be side under for Bregan Hamilton and the Hawks. She'll inbound it right in front of the official. 5 seconds nearly counting, bouncing it in to Josie Odi and gets a pocket pick, but luckily right back to Isom. Swing it to Alicia. She's already hit a three from the top of the key. Why not the left corner? Skip pass over to Bregan. Right corner for three. Too strong. Defensive rebound goes to Laney. Over to Lexi. She gets the ball. Rim running. Right block. Puts up a shot. Got Alicia in the air. And Alicia will get tagged for a foul. Her first foul. She didn't like the call as she thought she got all ball there. Nonetheless, Lexi's going to the line for a pair. Lexi with 9 points, trying to establish that entire sister at 10 with one free throw here. Bends the knees, puts it up, and it doesn't go, leaves it too strong, so she'll have to get one more to tie this entire sister at 10. One more at the line, gets the ball, spins it in the right hand, couple of dribbles. Bends the knees, puts it up, good form, and gets the English. 10 points now, first point in the fourth quarter. She scored in every quarter but the second, and now the Oilers go to a little full court press. Let's see if the Hawks have an easier time of breaking it. As Josie traveled right in front of the official, it'll be Oilers ball. Josie was the one doing it. So Morgan will get it in to Audrey Lang. And now the Hawks go to a little full court press as well. Lexi just gets it past the timeline with time to spare, down by 15. Gets a screen right from Audrey Lang, trying to get a win on senior night and improve the home record to 9-0. Morgan drives in on Alicia. Needs some help, but she got hit in the elbow. And jump ball will be called. It'll remain here with Mount Pleasant, as McCrary will come into the game for Alicia. Morgan will do the side under. Hawks only 1 point away from the half a century mark. Lexi, right corner, and she throws it off of Josie Odie's fingertips. Josie Odie comes away with the swipe. Hamilton right on her left side. Instead, Josie shakes left, goes right, finds Brooklyn Isom. Right wing, they swing it left side. Hamilton back over to Josie. She traveled on the last possession. What can she do here? Up by 15. Determined to take some time off the clock. It's 6:06 to go in the last quarter. Hamilton hits it off to Isom, top of the key. Brooklyn Isom, one of the more talented players on this Heritage squad. What am I saying? They're all talented on this team. Josie Odie, left corner, drives middle, finds Bregan Hamilton. Good up fake, drives middle. Had a clear lane to the cup, but threw it underneath the rim, and Morgan comes away with the swipe. She's got the ball right in front of the official. Double team comes, throws it off of Josie Odie's foot, and it's going to remain with Mount Pleasant as Ella Dawson, the senior, one of three seniors, will come in for the second of three seniors, Audrey Lang. Morgan back over to Lexi. Top of the key, right wing. They swing it to Dawson with the mask on. Kylie Hutchins, right wing. Ball movement around the perimeter for the Oilers. At the free throw line, nearly getting it swiped away. Lexi needs some help, given out to Dawson, right wing. Flailing that ball around with both hands, needs some help, and throws it off of Morgan. Josie and Morgan dive for it. Ball on the floor, no timeout was called, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll remain here with Mount Pleasant, and no foul was called as they give a mean kind of glimpse to the Oilers, or to the officials. And then they switch it mid-possession as the arrow was forgotten to be hit. It'll be Hawks ball with 5:10 to go, up by 15. So many storylines in this game. SVL North up for grabs. Don't know what the Midland Dow Midland High score is right now, with Midland High neck and neck with the Oilers as well. Lassiter to the cup, got it to go. Jayla Lassiter back into the scoring column, scoring in all four quarters up to 11. So three different Hawks in double-digit scoring. Brooklyn Isom with 11, Jayla Lassiter with 11, and Josie Odie with 15. Odie comes away with the swipe, but threw it too tall off of Jayla Lassiter's right hand. And Coach Krosnick saying, yeah, go under with that pass on a bounce instead of a lob for Josie Odie. 34-51 lead as Kasia Booker will come into the game for Lexi Brodychuk. So will Haley McIntyre. So the subs start to come in for the Oilers. Morgan will inbound it to Haley McIntyre, Ella Dawson, Kasia Booker, and Liz Laney all around the perimeter right now as they just passed the timeline with 4.5 to go. Morgan will have to do a lot of the offense on the right block. She'll put up a shot, but she's hacked. And that foul is going to go on 22, Alicia Odie, her second. So Morgan at the line for two, and she doesn't get the English on the first shot. And that foul was actually on Jayla Lassiter. So her second foul of the game, not Alicia Odie. So Jayla Lassiter with two, Alicia Odie with one. Morgan will get one more at the stripe. She puts it up, and it falls down. So Morgan's at 11, and she's scored in every quarter so far. Winnie Clark comes into the game for the Oilers on that second free throw. It's Josie, classes that defense out to Bregan Hamilton, left corner. Back out to Lassiter, top of the key. Lassiter drives middle and puts it in, a nice spinning touch. 13 points on the night for Jayla Lassiter, 53-35 lead for the Hawks. They're starting to run away with this one as Morgan puts up a shot and doesn't get it to roll, and it's tipped around. Lassiter comes away with it. No, Winnie Clark steals it away from her. Haley McIntyre chucks up a three, left wing, but she airballed that right side. Hawks come away with the board. They push it up to Brooklyn Isom. Haley McIntyre slows her down. Brecon Hamilton puts up a shot. Ella Dawson comes away with the board. She nearly loses that ball. Alicia Odie picks her up. Under 4 minutes to go in this game. Winnie Clark, left wing. Kasia Booker, good backdoor feed. Haley McIntyre, ball goes out of bounds, swatted away by Brooklyn Isom. And it'll be another side under. Morgan will do the inbounding. 10 for Lexi, 8 for Liz Laney, and 11 for Morgan. Dawson claps her hands, gets the ball to her on the left corner. Needs some help. They give it into Kasia Booker, but she can't handle the entry feed. And it goes out of bounds. The clock stops. Heritage will retain possession. Heritage trying to come away with the sweep of Mount Pleasant for another season in the SVL North. Mount Pleasant was 7-1 in the back half of that season since that loss to Heritage in Saginaw in the month of January. Lassiter collapsed that defense, puts up a three, left that one to the left. Long rebound out to Josie. She passes to Jayla Lassiter, who's cutting on the back door. No good. Ella Dawson comes away with the steal. Needs some help at the timeline. Calls out for Haley McIntyre to get the ball, and she does. Ball goes back court, and it's going to go over and back. Oilers can't catch a break right now. 53-35. Hawks with the lead. Under 3 minutes to go, and the subs are starting to come in for the Hawks now. As McCrary comes in, Olivia Hart, London Newton, and number 13 for the Hawks. That's Gabby Hayes, who played a full JV game as well. Morgan Brody Chuck will take a seat. Trin Perez also played a whole JV game. Most of the JV players for both games, both teams are in right now. McCrary, over in the corner, it's Hayes. Back over to Hart, top of the key. They swing it to Newton. Newton back to McCrary. She spots a three, top of the key. Left that one way to the left. Offensive rebound. Hart back over to Hayes. She put up a shot. No good. Newton comes away with the board. That's Lassiter comes away with the board. Putting that one back up. 15 points for Jayla Lassiter. Tying Josie Odie, who's on the bench. Haley McIntyre gets a screen from Dawson. McIntyre gets a swipe. London Newton comes away with it. And that's going to be a foul on Haley McIntyre. London Newton, wow, she is a force on the defensive side. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals versus Mount Pleasant earlier on in January. And it's going to be Heritage ball up by 20. It's been a dominating game so far for the Hawks. Olivia Hart tries a 2, and that one doesn't roll in. Goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Oilers with 2:07 to go in this game. Student section for Mount Pleasant definitely did not really help out that much. There's only about 4 kids over there in the Oilers student section right now. Haley McIntyre, little ticky-tack foul at the top of the key. And that's going to go on London Newton, her first foul of the evening. As we just passed the top of the hour here at 8 o'clock. 8:05 to be exact, 2 minutes to go in the game. Trin Perez gives in. To Winnie Clark, that is. The talented junior who plays a lot of JV action. She lost the ball, but it's going to be Heritage now coming away with it. Lassiter, Newton, McCrary, Hart, and Hayes. McCrary, little give and go. Two-man game with London Newton. McCrary puts it in for 2. And McCrary now up to 4 points on the night. Dawson, right wing, gets the screen from Kasia Booker. 90 ticks to go in this game. Trin Perez, top of the key. Dribble handoff over to Haley McIntyre. A lot of stagnant ball movement, and Lassiter comes away with the swipe. It's London Newton, coast to coast on the left block for 2, and they're starting to rout. London Newton, her first 2 points of the night, coming in off the bench. 59-35 lead for the Hawks. Minute 7 to go. Dawson trapped in that left corner, guarded by McCrary. Gets a screen from Kasia Booker. Dawson needs some help. Dribble handoff and a foul is called. This one's going to go on number 13, Gabby Hayes, the sophomore. Another class of 2028 gem in this mid-Michigan area. Trent Perez will give it in to Haley McIntyre. She doesn't have any points in the game so far, but it's been dominated for the Oilers by Lexi and Morgan. 10 and 11 apiece, plus 8 from Lizzie Laney. Trent Perez loses it in the right corner. London Newton comes away with the swipe, throws it up to Jayla Lassiter. She needs some help just past the timeline, trying to get ahead of Josie Odie in the scoring department. And they give it to Hayes. Right wing, guarded by Wynn. Lassiter takes a glimpse back at the clock, 28 seconds. London Newton right in front of us. She shakes right, goes left. Newton to the cup, collapses that defense, finds Hayes, swatted away, Winnie Clark. Newton comes away with the board, and a foul will be called. It'll be on number 3, Haley McIntyre, her second foul of the evening. And with 18.5 seconds to go in this game, Hawks are going to take advantage of the SVL North and improve to 9-1. McCrary, top of the key, gives over to Hayes. Right wing, 14 ticks to go. Jayla Lassiter takes a glimpse back at the timeline, guarded by Perez. Krosnick calls out to just hold the ball for the remaining 5 seconds. Lassiter, she doesn't want the turnover, but she's going to have to keep this ball, and she's going to dribble it out. And that's going to be the game, folks. 59-35. A commanding win for the Heritage Hawks, and they did it to start the game early with a 10-0 lead in the first quarter. So we'll be back to break it all down for our postgame show next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Postgame show it is. Not a very happy one, especially on senior night. Audrey Lang, Kylie Hutchins, and Ella Dawson don't get really sent out on a high note. They all do score, though. Hutchins with 4, Audrey Lang with 2. Or Ella Dawson didn't get a score, but she played a lot of minutes in tonight's game, especially with the mask over her face as well. Bloodied up nose a couple of games ago. And Heritage came away with the 59-35 win. They were dominant. The starting 5 for the Hawks, led by Jayla Lassiter and Josie Odie, 30 points between the two of them. And that was all they really needed. You know, Mount Pleasant only scored 35. They got out to that 10-0 early lead in the first quarter, and that was pretty much the nail in the coffin early on in that first quarter. And now the Hawks have a chance to come away with the SVL North, hoping for Midland Dow to come away with a win over Midland High later tonight if you're a Heritage fan, because, you know, yeah, you lost to them earlier on. It was a 9. You're up to 9-1 in the North with only a couple more weeks to go. Mount Pleasant falls to 7-3 in the North, 14-4 on the season. And they got another tough game coming up against DeWitt, at DeWitt, on Tuesday night. So that should be an interesting matchup. This was the gauntlet of the schedule for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. And Coach French, he knew that. He texted me coming in that this was going to be a tough battle tonight. And it definitely was. 59-35 win for the Heritage Hawks. You'll have to stay with me later on tonight for the post-game highlights, your player of the game, of course. And I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's going to be a close battle between some of those sophomore girls for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. So that'll wrap up the post-game show. 59-35 win for the Heritage Hawks. We'll be back on Monday for our first look at Beale City Girls against Sacred Heart, an ultra-local matchup down in Beale City Monday night. For everybody at Buck 92.3 Latitude Media, and for Charlie, our producer, I've been Austin Shattuck. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Women's High School Hoops on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.